free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, January the 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look. I've not really covered impeachment that much for the last week because what we're seeing are long, repetitious speeches by a plethora of politicians and lawyers. And quite frankly, I think future generations are going to not be able to believe that the phrase trumped up charges was not coined after the Trump administration, because that's all we've seen for the entire time the President Trump has been president. We've seen trumped up charges against people in his administration, trumped up charges against him. And that's what this is. But we're going to take a brief look at what's going on, because it's coming up for a vote as to whether or not they're going to extend this sham trial, bringing in witnesses. Because, of course, as the Democrats admitted, they didn't prove anything. And of course they blocked a lot of witnesses, for the defense, that pretty much blocked everybody that was a witness for the defense, when they were going through the impeachment process in the House. So we will take a look at that today. We will also take a look at what's going on with the coronavirus. Looks like, Bill Gates and the pharmaceutical industry is moving in for the kill. And even though we see the number of reported cases going up, from the government, by 30%, the number of deaths going up by 29% in a single day. And we have reports, which, again, you know, they're anonymous because you can't really speak freely in China. So we have people who are making desperate pleas inside of China. Look, I can understand that they're very scared, and I can understand that the government there is lying to us. So are they hyping this up so they can use draconian measures against the people there? Or are they tamping it down to try to protect their economy from being isolated from the rest of the world? It's not really possible to know at this point. I do have some issues, however, with the numbers that are being put out. Because if the numbers are being put out, and I'm going to go over the facts and figures as well as the news reports that are coming out. If the numbers that are coming out are true, what we have seen in the last week is that the death rate from people who have been infected has gone down from 2.8% to 2.1%. Now, when you compare that to the flu, which is typically reported by the CDC, and again, I don't believe those numbers either. I think the CDC is, and we've talked about this many, many times, how they inflate the flu numbers. When anybody gets sick with a cold or fever and you go to the doctor, we caught them with the documents. I've had guests on. We have shown you the documents from the CDC saying, hey, if you think it's the flu, just say it's the flu. We don't want to do a test and see if it's a specific strain of flu or if it's SARS or whatever. We don't care. Just call it whatever the epidemic du jour is, right? So we can't believe anything that the CDC tells us. We can't believe anything the Chinese government tells us. But we're going to take a look at, what I would call the corona effect. Looks like Bill Gates is moving in for the kill, the financial kill. Yeah, he is seeding it right now. They donated $10 million, but that's just, you know, putting it out there so that they can then come in with a back door and say, yeah, I really want to help. You know, I gave $10 million and now I've got this vaccine. We don't have time to test it. Like we didn't have time to test the swine flu. But we got to roll this out. But today, first thing we're going to talk about, it's what's going on with the European Union. And, of course, Brexit has now been cleared by the European Union Parliament. And I want to play a great speech from Nigel Farage when we come back talking about that. And then contrast how the British people have escaped the clutches of this globalist organization, the EU, and how we've just been put into the hopper with the USMCA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, January the 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look at Nigel Farage waving the EU goodbye. Nobody does it better than Nigel Farage. I remember the first time I saw Nigel Farage, and he was hectoring one of the EU officials, telling him he had the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. And he was very angry because the EU had just deposed the democratically elected government of Greece and put a Goldman Sachs banker. They called him a technocrat. And, you know, quite frankly, we ought to pay attention to these labels. They can sometimes be very honest. What is being established around the world? You know, globalism, yeah, that describes it. But I think another way to describe it is the technocratic elite. And this is something that for over 100 years, they've been talking about it. They've been writing novels about it. They want a global governance by the technocratic elite. H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come. The movie Things to Come, of course, he was agreed with Elon Musk's grandfather, who was setting up a technocratic movement in Canada to shut down democracy there. The Canadian government brought charges against him. He beat the rap, and then he beat it out of Canada and went to South Africa. That's why Elon Musk is coming back from South Africa. But the ideas are the same as his father. But it's, now he's welcomed as a hero, and we shower him with billions of dollars of cash to the extent that even though New York is now going to be charging people to sky gaze. Yes, that's right. You're going to have to pay them to look at the stars. But why bother? Because all the satellites up there, everything you're going to see is just going to be Elon Musk's satellites and other people. I mean, he's putting up 20,000 satellites so they can blanket the earth with 5G. And control it, but it's for your own good. They know better than you. You're just a rube. And quite frankly, I'm beginning to agree with them. I think we are all rubes to let this go. Every time I see people cheering this guy, it's just unbelievable to me. Anyway, let's get back to Brexit and these technocratic elite. The Brexit deal has been cleared by the European Union Parliament, and the UK is set to leave tomorrow. reported by the AP in an emotion-charged session, in Brussels, lawmakers from all 28 European Union countries expressed their love and sadness, while some, notably from Britain's Brexit Party, expressed their joy. Some even cried, many held hands, during a mournful rendition of Auld Lang Syne. Well, it is a new year, isn't it? And it is a new move. But I think it would have been more appropriate for them to sing not Auld Lang Syne, but Rule Britannia, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Britannia is going to rule Britannia. Not the world, necessarily. That ship has sailed. But they will be ruling Britannia. We will always love you, and we will never be far, said EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Britain will leave the EU after 47 years of membership. as I say. Now, I don't know where that number comes from, because maybe there's something that I'm missing. I go back and look at the Treaty of Rome, 1958. That's 62 years. And then that was set up to create the European Economic Community. So they were setting up a common market first, right? And then it just kind of gradually and organically evolved into a common currency and a tighter and tighter and tighter political union. Or maybe we should say a noose around everybody's necks. And I'm going to tell you what they're doing, because actually, as this is happening, you have leaders of the EU saying, we got to make sure this doesn't happen again. And so we're going to have to take away, we're going to have to change the rules and take away any remaining vestige of national sovereignty and democracy. And that's what they're talking about doing now. Because this is a gradually, this is like a boa constrictor, the European Union. You want to talk about don't tread on us? Well, the European Union is a boa constrictor. You can take that same thing and just, you know, put the different countries, shove them inside that snake there, because they're being squished. Guy Verhofstadt, I think is the way you pronounce his name. I'm just taking a guess. This vote is not adieu. It is only au revoir. In other words, it's not goodbye. It's till we meet again. Nigel Farage responded and said, that's it. It's all over. You're not going to keep us in this anymore. But when we look at this, again, going back to the Treaty of Rome, 1958, this is an economic union. And there is a warning in this that I sounded with Arthur Thompson of the John Birch Society a couple of days ago, before President Trump signed this yesterday, the USMCA. Because we need to keep in mind the pattern of tyranny. This is not something that just happened. It didn't go off the rail. This was a globalist conspiracy from the get-go, because even before the Treaty of Rome in 1958, we now know from documents that have come out of Bilderberg at their very first meeting, they were proposing a unified Europe. And in 1955, 3 years before the Treaty of Rome was signed, the Bilderberg group was talking about a common currency, the euro, which would replace all the others. And that would be, first you start and operate, for a number of years, a couple of decades, 3 decades or so. You operate as a trade union. And then you, free trade bloc, take down trade barriers. And everybody's like, yeah, that's good, that's good. All right, now we got to make this trade better. So we're going to combine all the currencies together. And then as issues began to happen with national debts and trying to negotiate that and so forth, that's when they started removing democratically elected governments and saying we've got to have more political unification. And actually, they didn't call it the EU, I don't think, until they did the Maastricht Treaty in 1993. So what we're looking at here is 27 years. Of this. The euro came out in 1999, but again, it was in the plans in 1955 of the Bilderberg Group. It didn't come out for a while. And so the question is, what is the structure and the plan of the USMCA? Is it simply a good trade deal? Is it simply a better trade deal? Or is it a Trojan horse, like the European Union situation was? I think it is a Trojan horse. So I want to play for you, and actually the speech from Nigel Farage runs for a while. I want to play that for you when we come back. But when we look at what is part of this back and forth, as they were going back and forth, Nigel Farage, I'll just give you a couple quotes before we go to break. He said, we don't need these institutions, and we don't need all this power. And I can promise you, both in UKIP and the Brexit Party, we love Europe. We just hate the European Union. He was angered but they were angered, and they cut off his mic as he was speaking because after about 4 minutes, that's why I want to play this when we come back from the break. It's a great speech, lays out many, many things, and it goes for a little over 4 minutes, and then he and the people with him, with the Brexit Party, took out little British flags and started to wave him. At that point, they cut the microphone. Because there is a new European Parliament rule, and it made him very angry that he violated this rule. It bans the presence of any national flag or banner, just like they are talking about banning unanimity or veto powers of any nation. See, the goal of this is to eradicate all national sovereignty And as part of that, they will eradicate all democracy. And when Nigel Farage talks to them, in this speech, he talks about how they would force people to have vote after vote after vote. When they enacted the Maastricht Treaty back in 1993, it was rejected by several nations, and they kept telling him, you're going to do it again. You're going to do it again, just like they did with Brexit. And so he gives a shout out to Boris Johnson. Good, you got it done. He said, they told him, please sit down and resume your seats and put your flags away. You're leaving. Take them with you if you're leaving now. Goodbye. He says, that's it. It's all over. We're finished. We're gone. And we're going to play that speech for you when we come back. He was told, do not disobey the rules. It's like, no, you don't make our rules for us anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Nigel Farage gave a farewell address, enjoying telling the European Union goodbye. It goes down a long list, and it should be a cautionary tale for us as we just shackled ourselves to the USMCA. Look, President Trump is very proud of this, and people are saying, look, it's going to create new jobs. Well, yes, they project that it will create new jobs. It's already created a lot of new jobs in the automobile industry. I also project and have been projecting that's going to create some sovereignty issues for us in the same way that the European Union did. These things, taking away your sovereignty, creating globalist structures, and make no doubt about it, the USMCA does put us further under the rules of the UN, globalist organizations, the law of the sea, all this type of stuff. But it micromanages with a supranational organization, micromanages our economy, which is what was happening with the European Union. We should be aware of that. And it's not just to criticize President Trump. I'm not going to defend him when he does the things that the Democrats do. And quite frankly, the Democrats are falling all over themselves to try to take credit for this instead of President Trump. Well, give them the credit. Fine. Let them have the credit for it. Nancy Pelosi said, I hope he understands what he signed. Yes. Nancy Pelosi, who said, We shouldn't worry about people coming here from Mexico. It's just one community. We just happen to have a border running through it. That doesn't mean anything. It's like, we got a border between Texas and Oklahoma. That doesn't mean anything either. I mean, you can freely travel from Texas to Oklahoma because it's part of one political union. And that's the way she sees it as well. I hope President Trump understands it. Well, I hope he does too, but I don't think he does. I think they do. It's about more than jobs. And it's about more than just fixing a bad trade deal. President Trump has always talked about bilateral trade agreements. This is a multilateral trade agreement. Multilateral trade agreements always set up supranational organizations that destroy your sovereignty, that violate the Constitution. The Constitution says that the president should be allowed to do tariffs and Congress and so forth. That's not what the USMCA says. It is in direct violation of the Constitution. So we'll talk about that in a moment, but I want to play what Nigel Farage has to say. And you'll notice that at the end, he gets cut off for waving the flag of Britain because they don't like national flags in the European Union. And they have banned them. And the lady gets very, very angry about that. Very, very angry. Here's Nigel Farage in his farewell address to the European Union. Nigel Farage.
So this is it, the final chapter, the end of the road. A 47-year political experiment that the British, frankly, have never been very happy with. My mother and father signed up to a common market, not to a political union, not to flags, anthems, presidents, and now you even want your own army. For me, it's been 27 years of campaigning and over 20 years here in this parliament. I'm not particularly happy with the agreement we're being asked to vote on tonight, but Boris has been remarkably bold in the last few months, and Ms. von der Leyen, he's made it clear, he's promised us there'll be no level playing field. And on that basis, I wish him every success in the next round of negotiations. I really do. But the most significant point is this. What happens at 11 p.m. this Friday, the 31st of January, 2020, marks the point of no return. Once we've left, we are never coming back, and the rest, frankly, is detail. We're going, we will be gone. And that should be the summit of my own political ambitions. I walked in here, as I've said before, you all thought it was terribly funny. You stopped laughing in 2016. But my view has changed of Europe since I joined. In 2005, I saw the constitution that had been drafted by Giscard and others. I saw it rejected by the French in a referendum. I saw it rejected by the Dutch in a referendum. And I saw you in these institutions ignore them, bring it back as a Lisbon Treaty, and boast you could ram it through without there being referendums. Well, the Irish did have a vote and did say no and were forced to vote again. You're very good at making people vote again, but what we've proved is the British are too big to bully, thank goodness.
So well, frankly, it's what the Democrats are doing with Trump's
election as well. I became an outright opponent of the entire European project. I want Brexit to start a debate across the rest of Europe. What do we want from Europe? If we want trade, friendship, cooperation, reciprocity, we don't need a European Commission. We don't need a European Court. We don't need these institutions and all of this power. And I can promise you, both in UKIP and indeed in the Brexit Party, we love Europe. We just hate the European Union. It's as simple as that. So I'm hoping this begins the end of this project. It's a bad project. It isn't just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic, and it puts in that front row. It gives people power without accountability. Yeah. People who cannot be held to account by the electorate, and that is an unacceptable structure. Indeed, there's an historic battle going on now across the West, in Europe, America, and elsewhere. It is globalism against populism. And you may loathe populism, but I tell you a funny thing, it's becoming very popular. And it has great benefits. No more financial contributions. No more European Court of Justice. No more common fisheries policy. No more being talked down to. No more being bullied. No more Guy Verhofstadt. I mean, what's not to like? I know you're going to miss us. I know you want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye, and we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
And that's where they got off his mic. He says, I know you want to ban, and of course they did ban the national flag, but they pull them up and they wave them, and listen, they keep the mic going. And I want you to hear what she says. Keep it going.
Mr. Farage. Can you remove the flags, please?
That's it. It's all over. Finished.
All right, so she's going to lecture him after everybody stops clapping. She's going to tell him how, you know, that is not allowed. You're going to get your microphone cut off. And then he speaks up again, loudly enough that they can hear him. And it is a speech that is going around the world. Look, some of the things that he had to say there. We need to pay attention to the way the globalists operate. One of the things he was saying, we don't need a European Parliament. We don't need a European Court. We don't need all these European rules being made for us. We don't want the common fisheries rules, telling the British people that they can't fish in their own waters, or to the extent that they can fish in their own waters. And I'm telling you right now that we may have had a temporary victory with automobile jobs. Good, good. Glad they're going to have automobile jobs. Of course, the automobile manufacturers are going to be shutting down those factories by 2030, they've said. But they're going to be telling us what we can do in our own country, just like they told the British they can't fish in the waters that they have fished in for thousands of years. And we better wake up to these tactics. I mean, this is stupid what we're walking into with the USMCA.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast,
Non-greasy formula, small and easily stored. It can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol Powered Can't Miss Formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us. And it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God if we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it is a high-tech takeover plan. The technocratic elite have a plan. They have a date, 2030, by which they'll have this in place. And we're talking about Nigel Farage taking on the EU. And he's fully aware of the rules about not showing national flags, I'm sure. And because he addressed that as well. And they got very angry and cut off his microphone. But not before he had a chance to say what he wanted to say. And he addressed Guy Verhofstadt, I guess is the way you pronounce that guy's name, is a Belgian bureaucrat, who said, you know, it's not goodbye, it's just until we meet again. He said, no, we're never coming back. He says, we are going, we will be gone, and that should be the summit of my own political ambitions. I'm hoping this begins the end of this project. It is a bad project. He's talking about the EU. It isn't just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic. democratic. You understand that? They're hostile to it. It isn't that they just, well, your rules don't really accommodate this. It's like, no, that is by design. And you have to understand, again, it was by design even 3 years before they started the trade treaty that they were going to have this kind of union, that they were going to take away national control of currencies. And by the way, folks, there are aspects of that, aspects to control everything about our economy in the USMCA. It is not simply a trade deal. That's why I had Arthur Thompson from the John Birch Society on the other day, and Roy Moore the same day, because we got to have some politicians who start thinking outside of this political party box that's got everybody boxed in. We got to start thinking from the foundation of the Constitution instead of from the foundation of our political parties. And what can we do? Anything is fine as long as we gain power. That's the calculus in Washington, D.C. You know, I want to look at this Trump impeachment and everything. Here's what I think is going on. Here's the big picture. Trump obviously has been framed. They're doing this for political purposes. They're doing it to try to keep him from getting as much done as he could. And he has gotten some very good things done in environmental regulations and other trade aspects. I don't like the USMCA, but the Democrats are bragging about it. They're trying to take credit for it. They would, anytime you find something that you don't like about President Trump, just understand the Democrats would have done it as well. And yet, you know, we look at this, it's not just the Democrats coming after President Trump. I believe that this kind of, if you look at the fact that we've got the two parties there, and we know that on all of these globalist issues, the two parties are in total agreement with each other. You had Paul Ryan, total open border guy, always had been and was until the very last day he was Speaker of the House. He was chosen to be the running mate of Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney was going to give us Obamacare if Obama didn't win. He was the backup position. He was the hedge, Mr. Hedge Fund, Mitt Romney. He was going to be the hedge for these guys to get in national health care. He'd already done it in Massachusetts. Obama was right about that. Romney Care was no different from Obamacare. He did it in conjunction with Ted Kennedy. And now look at what Romney is doing. He's part of this single party that is in Washington. The establishment, regardless of the labels that they wear and the initials after their name, they're part of a unified party, the globalist party. And I can tell you that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are part of that. And this whole thing that's going on right now with impeachment is a bad cop, good cop act. Yeah, they've got Trump by the short hairs. They've got him, you know, in the interrogation chair with a spotlight on him, and he's sweating. And Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, yeah, you know, we can get you out of this jam, but you got to do what we say in the Middle East and so forth. And he is basically caving to what the political establishment wants. But again, we don't have a choice on the Democrat side, unfortunately. But going back to this European Union situation, he says, as Nigel Farage says, I hope this is the beginning of the end of this project, the European Union. You know, from the very beginning of the Trump administration, we had issues because we had Ted Malik, great guy. He knew exactly what was going on. You know, Ted Malik, like Nigel Farage, so said, yeah, you know, I was there with Reagan when we got rid of an evil empire, and I want to be in Europe as your EU ambassador when we get rid of that evil empire. And the establishment, Republican, Democrat, got rid of Ted Malik, didn't they? They even hassled him as he was traveling, tried to get him trapped, you know, like they trapped General Flynn and Roger Stone. Get out anybody that really opposes this globalist situation. There is a historic battle going on right now across the West, says Nigel Farage, in Europe, America, and elsewhere. That's very true. Very true. It's globalism against populism. You may loathe populism, but I'll tell you a funny thing. It's becoming very popular, and it has great benefits. No more financial contributions. No more European Court of Justice. No more common fisheries policy. No more being talked down to, no more being bullied, no more Guy Verhofstadt. And as Guy Verhofstadt was saying, his idea is that here's what went wrong, says Guy. He's just this guy, you know, like Zaphod Beeblebrox. Anyway, he says, what we need to do to make sure we got a lesson that we need to learn from Brexit. These guys got out of our control. So here's a lesson from Guy Verhofstadt, the globalist. We need to have, that means that we got to have a union without opt-ins and without opt-outs, without rebates, without exceptions, and above all, without unanimity rules and veto rights. And it was summed up by some people on Twitter saying, all these vetoes make the union unable to act. In other words, as one person said, all this democracy and choice makes it impossible for the EU to run smoothly. Democracy will not survive the EU. It cannot, tweeted one individual. Because what they want to do is they want to reduce every last trace of national sovereignty. When we talk about the veto and the unanimity voting as part of the EU rules, that Guy Verhofstadt or whatever, Verhofstadt, whatever. he has the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk, I guess. But anyway, when we talk about veto and unanimity, that means that all the countries in the European Council must agree on a proposal before it's adopted. He wants to get rid of that. Without unanimity and without vetoes, the EU could ram through reforms, writes Breitbart, without the agreement of the democratically elected representatives, and it could force decisions into the diverse European nations across the bloc. In other words, they're autocrats. They're autocrats. And they're totalitarian because they want to be autocratic about every detail of your life. Make no mistake about it. They're just like the Democrats and most of the establishment Republicans. He said, then and only then can we act. And only then can we defend our interests and defend our values because they don't give a damn about your interests. You aren't a stakeholder. They're the ones holding the stakes. And the question is, are you going to let them drive that stake through the heart of your liberty, your constitution, and other things with the USMCA? I'm afraid it's become law. It was passed by the Democrats in the House. It was overwhelmingly passed by the Senate, controlled by Republicans, and it was signed by much fanfare by the president yesterday. And when we look at what is coming with this, the headlines say, Trump signs the USMCA trade deal, predicted to create over 500,000 new U.S. jobs. Haven't we heard this song before? Weren't we told by George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton that NAFTA was just going to set our economy on fire? Well, they were kind of telling the truth. It did burn it down, didn't it? It was Ross Perot who said it's going to be a giant sucking sound, and he was right. Now, we have had, at the very beginning of this, and maybe, you know, this is, again, GM and Ford are in shock. Over 1,500 temporary auto workers now getting full-time promotion. Okay, well, just understand that those full-time jobs are temporary because GM and Ford are not, it's not in their business plan to continue to sell cars. And that was to help this to go through. I think it's pretty well summed up by the Babylon Bee. Trump secures unlimited chips and salsa in a Mexican trade deal. Yeah, we have sold our birthright for a bowl of porridge. We'll be right back. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all.
That's right. We're talking about a free market here, right? And you, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. All right, I'll try it. Oh, no, can't do that. We got to shut down capitalism. It is the devil's dung, says the Pope. You know, it's gotten to the point where so many Catholics are criticizing Pope. Just had a church official in Italy just lose it and say, you don't like the Pope? Then become an evangelical or a Protestant or whatever. It's like, well, you know, that may happen. Because a lot of people are tired of the Marxism that is being pushed on people, whether you're talking about the Democrat Party or you're talking about the Catholic Church. It's absolutely amazing. But we've been talking about Britain getting out of the European Union and Nigel Farage's great speech celebrating that. And let's talk a little bit about our union. Yeah, we had a very important document signed yesterday. It's not just a trade agreement. It is a political document. That was what I was talking to Arthur Thompson of the John Birch Society about earlier this week. You can find that if you go to band.video, see my picture there. You can click on that. You can also go to libertarian.com because we don't have a handle there. I set that up, so that'll you can find a link into the band.videos from this show. We cut out the interviews. We cut out various topics there as well as a full show each day. We have an archive of that. But when we look at this, again, you know, the USMCA trade deal is predicted to create over 500,000 new jobs, and I am predicting that it's going to create a loss of sovereignty along the lines of the European Union, because I think that's what it was designed to do. It and NAFTA were both designed to do it. It isn't about, who's going to sell the most, who's going to have the most auto content created in their country, or who's going to sell the most milk. These are temporary things. And I've talked about this many, many times, and of course the John Birch Society has been on this from the very beginning, warning people about this. But this is a bipartisan thing, overwhelmingly supported by the Democrats and the Republicans and President Trump, and you're not going to find any of the Democrat candidates speaking out against it either. So this is an issue that we need to understand where this is headed, even though right now we can't do anything about it with the current crop of politicians. As Babylon Bee points out in a satire, Trump secures unlimited chips and salsa in a Mexican trade deal. And I think that's basically what we got. The chips and salsa are auto worker jobs, which are going to disappear, and milk, which is going to a temporary thing, too. You know, it kind of reminds me of, like I said, when we have snow days back in North Carolina. It didn't snow that often, but when it did, everybody would panic, and they would run to the grocery store, and they would clear out the shelves. And the two things that they would clear out first and completely was always milk and bread. I could never understand that. Why would they go for the stuff that was perishable? I guess they figured, the snow wasn't going to survive that long in that climate. So they'd be able to survive on milk and bread. And by the way, let me just talk about what we have with storable food in that context as well. That's why, when I look at a situation like this, or I'd look at something like a hurricane or some kind of a natural or man-made disaster, if I'm going to prepare for that, I got two things that I want to do. If it's the, rumored disease like we have right now, this coronavirus that everybody's worried about, well, the best thing you can do is to strengthen your immune system. We've got a lot of products for that. One of the best things you can do is to have vitamin D, and we've got one of the best sources of vitamin D. We call it our Winter Sun Plus, because typically your body manufactures vitamin D when you're exposed to the sun. If you're not exposed to the sun during the winter, that's why we have an increase in cold and flu during the winter, because people have a decrease in their vitamin D. So you want to keep your vitamin D up. You can do that right now. We got that 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But the key thing, when we're talking about food and people panicking, you can prepare for this, whether this is going to hit or not this time. You'd still be prepared if there's a natural emergency in the future, because this stuff isn't going to have an expiration date like bread and milk at the grocery store on a snow day. This stuff lasts for 25 years. And so it prepares you in case there are shortages in the future or temporary spikes in the price of food. You have that storable food as a backup for 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. And, of course, it's made by My Patriot Supply. And they've told us that there is a big run on this, not only with the tens of millions of people in China that are already put on lockdown. And I reported on that yesterday. You've got even World Health Organization officials saying, this might not be a good idea to roll this out so broadly, so quickly, because it's going to create food and medicine shortages. That's the World Health Organization talking. That's not me talking. That's the World Health Organization. And of course it is. If you create a quarantine area, it can create food and medicine shortages. And it can also make sure that the people who are locked up, if you lock healthy people in with sick people, you're going to get everybody sick, right? That's the other thing he was saying. So that it may actually cause us to spread more, but it will cause food and medicine shortages. So if you want to make sure that you're protected against that, if you want to make sure that you don't get locked in somewhere if they do this here, and when we come up and talk about this, I'm going to talk about what their end game is with this and what it has always been with this. Yes, they had a simulation 30 days ago, and they've been doing this on an annual basis, and the bottom line on all these simulations is to make sure that the government understands that it needs to work more quickly, and it needs to work more in a more draconian manner. That's the moral of the story. Every year they do a big wargaming thing, and they scare all these government bureaucrats with it. It's like, you got to move more quickly, and you got to do it with more authority. And we've got people in Hong Kong, as I reported yesterday. We need a total draconian approach to this. That's the University of Hong Kong medical chair saying that. So that's number one. Number two, because these simulations are done in cooperation with the Bloomberg School of Medicine at Johns Hopkins and in cooperation with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The second lesson that is taught every year to the military and defense and intelligence and health officials that are part of the simulation, the second thing, besides, you know, hit them hard, go with shock and awe and so forth, and overreact. Don't underreact. Overreact. And clear the way for new vaccines without testing. And so if you don't want to be corralled and if you don't want to be subjected to a new vaccine that hasn't been tested, make sure you've got food supply that keeps you out of their clutches. And again, they're having a very difficult time meeting demand. They said people need to order now if they want your storable food within 7 to 10 days. They're afraid they're going to run out in the next few weeks based on reactions. And you can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Just look for emergency survival food and you'll find what we have there from My Patriot Supply. You can get it for various lengths of time as well as the number of people in your home. All right, I want to get back to USMCA. I want to finish with this, get into more detail on the coronavirus, and also talk about what the Democrats are doing, because it's getting quite entertaining to watch Joe Biden on the campaign trail here. USMCA, as we talked about this briefly with Art Thompson, let me just read you some of the 34 chapters, because the original 1994 NAFTA had 22 chapters. This one has 34. They've got even more details about what they're going to control. And the full text is about 2,400 pages. But I just want to give you some of the things that they're going to be controlling. Market access for goods, rules about origin of goods, textiles, apparel, financial services, that's banking, telecommunications, that's going to be paving the way for 5G. You know, you're not going to have any, just as we had the Telecommunications Act under Bill Clinton, saying you're not going to be able to object to any cell phone towers on the basis of health, because, you know, we got to make money here. And you can object to the way that it looks, because we can always put some lipstick on that pig, but you're not going to object to it on the basis and stop it on the basis of health issues. And so they're going to be doing that with telecommunications on a basis between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Digital trade, that's the Internet. Intellectual property, copyright and Internet. Cross-border trade and services. Temporary entry. There's control of your immigration laws put into this USMCA. The environment, and that opens up a giant can of worms. Small and medium-sized enterprises will be covered in that as well, not just the big corporations. And then they'll have regulatory practices covered and dispute settlement. They'll be setting macroeconomic policies and exchange rates. Is this starting to sound like what they did with the European Union? But then the key thing, which we'll talk about when we come back, is the recognition of Mexican ownership of hydrocarbons. I think, and we talked about this with Art Thompson, this is a real tell about what this thing is about. Recognition of Mexico's ownership of hydrocarbons. When we come back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free. The adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system as a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about this massive agreement, 2,500 pages. I haven't read the whole thing, and I guarantee you that all these senators and congressmen have not read it either. They don't ever do that. I guarantee you that President Trump hasn't read it. If you just read the table of contents, though, that's all you need to know. And I gave you how thorough it was in every aspect of our economic and political life, but especially our economic life, because that's how they roll this in. They start by controlling your economic life, and then they say, well, we're going to have more political control in order to make this thing work, when it was designed to fail for us from the very beginning. But this one item here, recognition of Mexican ownership of hydrocarbons. I talked about this when we spoke to Arthur Thompson of the John Birch Society the other day. And I said, so why does Mexico have to have a section here that demands that they own the petroleum resources, the hydrocarbons, that are in their own country, in the ground in their country? Why does that have to be there as a separate line item if they're not turning this kind of stuff over to centralized supranational control, just like we see with the UK, right? The fisheries rules, right? One of the key resources of Great Britain was always their ability to fish. They were a seafaring nation, island nation. And that got turned over to the EU to tell them how much they could fish. And guess what? When they talk about environmental regulations that are in here, and when they talk about how Mexico owns their hydrocarbons, well, that tells you, because we don't have a section like that, and neither does Canada, that means that we don't own our hydrocarbons. That should be something that tells you everything about the loss of sovereignty and the loss of control over our economy. But as Arthur Thompson pointed out, it's going to follow the rules of Law of the Sea Treaty, the World Trade Organization, International Labor Organizations, and buried within this, not really buried, but a key part of this is the Free Trade Commission. And that is going to be something that's going to allow them to immediately change this. You know, we talked about the TPP and the TTIP and so forth. The TPP, which President Trump was correct to get rid of immediately when he came into office. I'm really glad that he did that. He understood that was something that had to be taken out. That was always sold to everybody as a pushback against China controlling trade in the Asian sphere. But, of course, even though China was excluded from that, we were pointing out that China could be added the day after it was signed. There was nothing to stop that. Because once we created the organization that was going to control TPP, they could add whoever they wanted to, and they could change the rules at will. And so what you had was a living document, the dream of every statist politician. You know, the Supreme Court always said, oh, yeah, you know, the Constitution is a living document. It means different things, different generations, and we just interpret it as we wish. It doesn't, the text that's there, that doesn't mean anything. That was something that's written by a bunch of old dead white guys. We don't care what that says anymore. And that's basically what would happen with the TPP. It's a part of the Free Trade Commission. It requires U.S., Mexico, and Canada to establish, oversee a secretariat comprising national sections. All three of these countries will be responsible for establishing and maintaining a permanent office. And as just like the TPP Commission, the Free Trade Commission can make changes to the USMCA without the consent of Congress. The agreement completely undermines Congress's constitutional Article 1, Section 8 power to regulate trade with foreign nations. You know, foreign nations like Mexico and Canada? No. It completely undermines that. It completely undermines our ability to impose tariffs on Mexico. For example, if they don't do what we want in terms of immigration, we cannot impose tariffs on them. And even if it affects our national security, we can't do anything about that. So is that a good deal? Is that a good deal? It's not a good deal. Not a good deal.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, there's a lot of different ways to lose sovereignty. One thing, and then back and forth between Nigel Farage and this Belgian EU politician, Guy Verhofstadt. This is the way he pronounced his name. I'm just guessing here. He teased Britain. He said, all right, you're out of the European Union, but you are surrendering your sovereignty to China because of this deal that you guys approved with Huawei. He says, what is, in fact, threatening Britain's sovereignty most? The rules of our single market? Yeah, that was a threat to their sovereignty, no doubt about it. Or the fact tomorrow there will maybe be Chinese 5G masts planted in the British Isles. In other words, he compares these 5G antennas to Chinese flags colonizing Britain. He's absolutely right about that, quite frankly. You know, the loss of sovereignty and these plans of these people can happen in any number of ways. It took a very long time for people to really understand what was going on with the European Union plans for theft. But, you know, just like you can put bars on your door to keep out the guys that have been cracking in, you know, windows and so forth, have been cracking your windows and coming in stealing your stuff. But that doesn't mean that they can't come through the roof. Another group of thieves who have a different M.O. And the M.O. of the Chinese is really espionage. I talked about that in great deal yesterday, about what was going on with the coronavirus and biowarfare. That's the other aspect of this that we should all be very concerned about. The fact that that bio safety level 4 lab there in Wuhan, the first lab that was first lab of that level. And again, bio safety level 4 labs are the kind of labs that they have to handle the most virulent viruses, the most dangerous ones, Ebola and other things like that. We have a lot of them in the United States, unfortunately. Because they present, in and of themselves, they present a real risk to the population. But the CDC and our bioweapon program that's been run since we brought in a bunch of Nazi and Japanese scientists at the end of World War II, we've had the lead in this for quite some time. And so we've got a lot of those. Canada only has one. China only has one, but they have plans to build five of them within the next few years. When they built the one that they have now in Wuhan, it appears based on unsealed indictments, as I pointed out yesterday, federal court, that the Harvard head of their chemistry department, chemistry chair, I guess. I don't know if they call him a chair or head. Anyway, this guy is accused of lying about his involvement and his massive financial rewards from the Chinese to set up that lab. He worked for them from 2012 to 2017. At that point, it stopped because 2017 was when the lab opened. And they were talking about how it was going to work on coronaviruses, SARS, Ebola, and so forth in that lab. He was paid $50,000 a month. They gave him an addition to the $50,000 a month because, you know, it's just hard to live on $50,000 a month if you're somebody like a Harvard scientist or a Biden. You've got to have more than that. I mean, you know, Hunter Biden, he's getting $80,000 a month and, you know, he's just barely scraping by with a new Porsche and a $3 billion apartment. He can't afford childcare. And I imagine this Harvard scientist had the same issues. I just feel so sorry for them. So he lied to the Department of Defense investigators. He lied to the National Institute of Health. Harvard was involved in that. They say that they were misled from this guy. And, of course, there will be no repercussions for Harvard. They're too big to jail. But at the same time he was doing that, there were two Chinese that were involved with him. One of them was an officer in the Chinese military. The other one was caught smuggling biological weapons material in his socks. Maybe that's worse than the underwear bomber. I don't know. And then in Canada, you had two more Chinese scientists who were caught stealing material and shipping it to the Wuhan facility. So we have espionage in Canada. We have espionage at Harvard, as well as a Harvard turncoat helping them to set up their lab. And then at the lab, we have, and it was a report that was caught by Zero Hedge. They got a screen grab. It was in Chinese, and they got it translated. It was an ad from a guy whose specialty was Ebola, SARS, coronavirus, and bats. And he was focusing on bats because he said, you know, bats have the ability somehow to delay the onset of symptoms with these things. And what are we seeing now with this? I am concerned that this is a bioweapon. That it is more than just the typical coronavirus. Coronavirus is a flu virus. We'll have to wait and see. Again, there is so much espionage, lies, biowarfare, sloppy work in these bio labs that we have strewn all over America. And, of course, this is the first lab that the Chinese have had. Could have slipped out of their lab. Might not have even been a deliberate thing to do. Or it could be a beta test that they're running on their people so that they can show the people who are running the simulations for our military-industrial complex, you know, the Gates Foundation, the Bloomberg Foundation. They can show Gates and Bloomberg that they know how to really crack down in advance. I'm very concerned about that. But again, the Huawei deal. And this politician was pointing out that, you're going to have the Chinese running up their 5G masts because they're going to be controlling it. And when we talk about this and we talk about the problem of letting Huawei use 5G to spy on us, do you realize that it's not a solution to allow an American company and the American government to spy on you? I don't see that as a solution. See, quite frankly, the American government is freaking out about this because they know that the Chinese are going to use this surveillance capability with 5G to get military secrets and to get corporate copyrights stolen. And so the fascist government that we have right now, the merger of corporations and government, is like, oh, we're going to keep our corporate secrets and our military secrets. Fine. I agree with that. That's fine. However, our American government is spying on you and I. And they're using it so they can take out anybody that gets in their way. And we can see this when we have Adam Schiff and other Democrats demanding that Google deplatform anybody that talks about vaccines or anybody who talks about climate change or anybody who talks about pro-life issues, or anybody who talks about the military-industrial complex and their plans to censor us, which is why we're gone, which is why they took InfoWars off of social media. And you got a group of doctors who, in the middle of January 15th, they filed a lawsuit against Adam Schiff because he was demanding that Google demonetize and deplatform anybody that talks about vaccine adverse effects. It's going to shut down speech about health concerns. It's going to shut down speech about religion and morality concerns. It's going to shut down any kind of speech about that looks at climate change and examines it from that. And so in that kind of an environment, how do we give this kind of power to the very government and the very corporations that are shutting down our speech everywhere? I am very concerned about 5G. I'm concerned about the health effects, and I'm concerned about the espionage effects being applied to us. The authoritarian, totalitarian censorship and surveillance that is going to be coming through 5G. It isn't just the Chinese, but the government is afraid, very much afraid, and rightfully so, of the Chinese government and what they can do with 5G. And you should be as afraid of the American government and American corporations having 5G, because you should have already seen what they do when they have that kind of power, unrestricted, unrestricted power. And it's about to be put on steroids. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Corona effect. Bill Gates moving in for the financial kill. Hey, I've got a vaccine right here. The snake oil salesman. Yeah, yeah, he and the rest of that industry. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They call and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the corona effect, the coronavirus. Let's get video clip number 4, because in this video clip, we have a very, very long line of people that have gone to a factory in order to get masks. Let's roll that, Sean. Video clip number 4. Look at that. Now, you notice some of the people there have masks, but many, many, many of them do not. So think about this, okay, because I think this perfectly illustrates the panic and the the cognitive dissonance, doublethink, if you will, that is a part of this. So you're going to get on public transportation. You're going to get a bus, and you're going to get a subway or something like that. You're going to get without your mask, and you're going to go to the factory that sells masks, and then you're going to stand in a crowd of people waiting to get masks in order to protect yourself from contamination. Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about here. There's if you pull back and look at this and look at the big picture, there are some things that you need to be very concerned about. But, of course, they're not the things that the mainstream media is talking about. The things you need to be concerned about are the biowarfare programs, the biosafety labs that are proliferating all over, have already proliferated all over this country and now around the world. And then the espionage behind this, because the Chinese want their bioweapons as well. And the technology has now gotten very detailed. I mean, you can set this stuff up for a particular DNA group. You can attack a specific people group for extinction. Genocide has never been technically more feasible than it is right now. The Gates Foundation is coming to the rescue. They are the saviors of humanity, even as they tell us we have to eliminate humanity. They're now spending $10 million to fight the coronavirus outbreak in China and Africa. Did you know that it had broken out in Africa? Well, Africa, unfortunately, is always getting helped by Bill Gates and the globalists. I pray for those poor people being helped by Bill Gates. They have been planning this, as I said. They've been planning and wargaming on it. There's two issues there. Number one, coming out of these war games that they do on an annual basis, we had the one that happened 3 months ago in the fall, but I played for you a couple of days ago the one from 2018. The moral of the lesson for all the government officials that are a part of these big war gaming things, and there was a big one back in 2003 called Dark Winter. They've had other scenarios like Dark Winter 2 or 3, where they were talking about, hey, we can get we can use this to cause a financial collapse, and a currency confiscation. Because they tell everybody, hey, the currency's contaminated. Turn in your cash. Whatever. I mean, they've got a lot of really authoritarian scenarios that they're running through. But the key thing that they have to tell everybody is don't hold back. We need shock and awe police state powers. So come in early. Come in hard. Overdo it if necessary. We need to go full draconian measures on the population. That's number one. Number two is the vaccine industry that's a part of these things will say, you got to get rid of all the regulatory impediments for us to put out new vaccines. Got to forget all that testing stuff. Got to forget informed consent. You got to use those authoritarian, draconian powers. Make sure we get rid of informed consent. And they're preparing everybody with that, with this constant drumbeat about measles, a common childhood disease. Everybody my age and older, maybe even a few people younger than me, remember a time when we all got measles and these, they were called childhood diseases, chicken pox, mumps, things like that. It was not a major issue. No matter what kind of a disease it is, whether it's a common cold, you can always have complications. You know, common cold can turn into pneumonia. It can kill somebody. Happens all the time, unfortunately. Same with the flu. Same with measles. You know, people do die of measles. Yes, they do. But it's not a common occurrence. It's a very rare occurrence. But nobody pays any attention to the risk factors anymore. It's like, well, we know of a case where a guy died from that stuff. So, you know, bring your kids in. You're going to get shots or you're going to be completely cut off from society, from education. We're not even going to allow you to have private schooling or homeschooling if you don't get your shots. Just get your damn shots. That's what we hear from these people all the time. Heard it from the president. They're so concerned about that. And yet, you know, we won't follow the model that they are in Japan, which is a rational model. You know, FDA is not going to be rational. In Japan, when it comes to things like stem cells, they say, well, you know, a new treatment like that, you have to illustrate to us that it's not going to be harmful to anybody. And then what we'll do is we'll give you a number of years to prove that it's effective. First, prove that it does no harm. Secondly, then you've got a few years to prove that it's effective. And if you can't prove that it's effective, then we're not going to let you sell snake oil. But not here in the U.S. Here in the U.S., the FDA, even though they've never claimed to have authority over biologics, which is biological products, you know, they're telling you now that you can't take fat from your own body, put it in a centrifuge, create and culture your own stem cells and put them back in your body. Can't do that. That's going to be stopped. See, the FDA doesn't have any authority to do that. The FDA doesn't have any authority to even exist under the Constitution. If you want to have health control and standards for drugs and for restaurants and that sort of thing, that's done at the local level, not at the level of Washington. And why would the founders have made sure that you do things like that? Well, because if you pull it to Washington, you can have these corrupt big pharmaceutical industries buy off the politicians. They can create a revolving door between these regulatory people, regulatory capture and corruption. And these people go back and forth between controlling the industry and working for the industry, controlling the industry and working for the industry. And they make sure that the industry is protected and not you. So that brings us to this. We've got a BBC article talking about how scientists are racing to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus. Unlike many previous outbreaks, says the BBC, where vaccines to protect people have taken years to develop, research for a vaccine to help stem this outbreak got underway within hours of the virus being identified. At a lab in San Diego that belongs to a company called Inovio, I think is the way you pronounce it, scientists are using a relatively new type of DNA technology to develop a potential vaccine. And they said, once China had provided the DNA sequence of this virus, we were able to put it through our lab's computer technology and design a vaccine within 3 hours. So roll up your sleeve. Roll up your sleeve. Our DNA medicine vaccines are novel in what they, in that they use DNA sequences from the virus to target specific parts of the pathogen, which we believe the body will mount the strongest response to. And they said that if the initial human trials are a success, they could have larger trials. They said, ideally, we could do this in an outbreak setting in China by the end of the year. You see, the outbreak is ideal for them. People are panicked. We don't want to look too closely at this. At the same time, they tell you you can't use your own stem cells to control. They will say, no, go ahead. You got something that alters the DNA? A vaccine that messes with DNA? That's no problem. Let's just roll this stuff out. Again, you know, roll up your sleeve. We'll be talking a little bit more about this, and then we're going to get into what's going on with impeachment. We've got some information about what the crazy Democrats in Virginia are doing. I mean, every day, something else. And then we've got some very comical clips from the campaign trail and the Democrats in Iowa. Democrats in Iowa. That's a comedy clip. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Endemic, epidemic, pandemic outbreak.
You gotta work that in the lyrics somehow. Then you go back and redo this. That's going back to the 1970s. Tower Power. Soul Vaccination. Well, you know, they're trying to sell a vaccine, as Dr. John Reiser points out. And they're trying to panic everybody with fear. Because they want to mandate untested vaccines. Now, this is not a theory. This is being done to us all the time. Because not only have they tested the measles vaccine, and they know the harmful effects of it, but they passed a law in 1986 saying, look, we got to give immunity to the vaccine manufacturers. Legal immunity, that is. Because they know that their vaccines don't convey real immunity to disease. They do know that they would be put out of business if they didn't give them immunity. And they try to hide the adverse effects of this. They've tested them. They've had them out there for decades, and they know. But they use fear. And we have Democrats everywhere across the nation telling us, roll up your sleeve. We got a mandate here for you, and don't you question the efficacy of this or the safety of this. You're just going to take this vaccine. And you don't have any recourse against these people, except if you know about it, the secretive vaccine court. And of course, the largest number of claims revolve around the flu vaccine. And now they are rushing out a flu vaccine. That's what the coronavirus is, ultimately. Yeah, I talk about an endemic. You know, they use these words to scare people. Endemic means a disease that exists regularly in a certain community. Epidemic, a disease that has increased its number of reported cases in the community at a rate that was more than anticipated by health officials. Epidemic. Pandemic. That means that it is not just in one area, but it's escaped to many different areas of a country or many different countries or the entire world at the same time. A pandemic or then an outbreak, just something that's been reported in the community for the very first time. You know, they found it in a food market where people were eating bat soup. I was laughing about that over a week ago. It's still a joke and they're still selling it in many cases. Yeah. They go through basically. They, as I repeated Shakespeare's witch's brew poem from Macbeth. Yeah, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble or whatever it is. I have to have that in front of me because I never memorized that. But, you know, hair of bat, eye of newt and all that kind of stuff. That's basically what's going on in these bio labs. They're messing with the DNA and they're combining things in a very, very worrisome way. And then Dr. Reiser concludes by saying, if the coronavirus, if it exists, is being made to appear more of a problem than it is, if viruses actually spread, like the CDC and other regulatory agencies claim, we would have all died a long time ago. That's absolutely true. If you look at the claims that they make, and we have looked at this on an ongoing basis, I've talked to Del Bigtree and many other people about how they have falsified the number of people who have the flu, or have shown you the documents where they tell doctors, don't bother to send it in for testing. If you think it's the flu, it is the flu. just call it the flu. And so then they come out every year and they say, you know, 80,000 people died of the flu last winter, so get your shots. Get your shots. The highest death toll in 40 years. This is the headline from Stat News. Is that statist news? You know, quoting, of course, the CDC. And people at universities who are getting research grants and selling vaccines. The CDC, the biggest retailer of vaccines everywhere. 80,000 people died of flu, so get your vaccine. So I look at this and I say, okay, 80,000 people died of the flu, according to the CDC. If you believe that, then why are you panicked about the coronavirus? Because they're telling us 130 people died? We had 80,000 people die of the flu just last year. And it's just the flu, right? Reporters claim to have proof that China is lying about the virus death toll. They think that it is as total cases, not deaths, but total cases, they think, are somewhere between 8,000 and 12,000. Well, they probably are lying to us. And I'm telling you, the CDC is lying to you. They have overinflated this every year, very deceptive. The only flu figures that I would believe were the ones going back to 1917 because they didn't have a pharmaceutical industry that had incentives to lie to you through the media that they fund. Oh, yeah, that's right. Just take a look at Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, any of these news organizations. Who pays for most of the big dollar commercials? Pharmaceutical companies. Are they going to expose this stuff? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, article on Zero Hedge talks about how the viral pandemic benefits the globalist agenda. This is what you have to really be concerned about. They want to burn down our system. We've talked about this. There's any number of ways that they'll burn down our system. They will do it through climate mandates. They will do it through war if they can. They'll do it through a biological warfare or false flag terrorist attack or allowing a terrorist attack to happen, right? That's another form of false flag. And you have these people will occasionally tell you the truth. He's got a quote here from Richard Gardner, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under Kennedy and Johnson, a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he said this in 1974. In short, the, quote, House of World Order, unquote, will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James's famous description of reality, but an end run around the national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. And so they have a number of ways that they want to burn down our society. You know, they can create a generation of youthful, useful idiots who think that socialism is progress. Completely ignorant of what happened in the 20th century, completely ignorant of economics, with no respect for individual liberty or our humanity. Servile, useful idiots of the state because they have done nothing their entire life but live in the crib of a government institution. And that includes these people who are in their late 30s, still in college. And then they go straight from that to, you know, teaching or government grants or whatever, living off of the state, cradle to grave control. They can do it with those guys, tearing down the monuments, destroying our history. Or they can do it with wars, with pandemics. But the bottom line is they want to level our society. They want to take it apart piece by piece. This has always been the plan. And you go back to the 1970s, you see people making statements like this. You see people like Mika Brzezinski's father, Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know, the big guy, Zbigniew. And he was the guy who basically ran the Carter administration. Just like Kissinger ran the Nixon administration. And these guys were proposing that we would have these three trade blocks. That's why I was talking so much today about Brexit, about USMCA. You know, they want a North American trade union. They want a European union. They want to have a common union in Asia. That was always a plan. You know, you have these trade blocks in North America, Europe, Asia. From those trade blocks, within those trade blocks, you have to have more and more economic control, more and more government control. Eventually you have a controlled currency, a political union, and then it's a real piece of cake to merge those three groups together for a one world government. That was what the Trilateral Commission was all about. That was what Zbigniew Brzezinski was proposing. That's why he got elevated to that position, why the Rockefellers set up the Trilateral Commission for him. And that's exactly where these guys are headed. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take a look at some headline news. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula.
Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo. Because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs. And then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Like just flat out acknowledging we've been doing everything we do to keep Biden from being the nominee, and guess what, we tried it in Iraq, it's not working, so now we're going to try, in Iran, excuse me, we tried in Ukraine.
Yeah. It's kind of a little bit confused, you know. You got to know when to fold them, and you got to know when to walk away and when to run. I think this is the time for Joe Biden to walk away and not run. I think he has passed his expiration date. We've had multiple incidents of Joe Biden not only confused about when he got elected and what he did, but also confused about Iran, Iraq, Ukraine. You know, they're so much like each other. Didn't we just have the Democrats, Don Lemon and others, joking about the fact that these stupid MAGA rubes, Republicans like you and I, couldn't find Ukraine on a map? And yet the guy who is leading in the Democrat polls doesn't know the difference between Iraq, Iran, and Ukraine. And he can't remember when he got elected either. Let's play video clip number five. You know, what year did he get elected? He was confused about that. He couldn't remember about that. Let's go back to this clip that came out just a couple of days ago.
40 years later to the month, in January of 2012, actually 2013, no, wait a minute, you got elected in 2012, January 13.
Yeah, yeah. you know, back in January 2012. Well, wait a minute. Actually, it's 2013. No, wait a minute. We got elected in 2012 or 2010 or 2013. I don't know. Well, actually, it was the first time he was elected, which was 2008. And then in 2009 was when he had his inauguration. But, you know, just can't recall. He said, and that should be his defense. If he and his son get called onto the stand, if they decide that they want to start calling witnesses and so forth, he ought to just plead senility. CBS reported at the time, back in 2009, you know, Barack Obama took a train from Illinois to the East Coast, you know, making a big deal out of it. Oh, look, this is just like Abraham Lincoln did, right? And then CBS reported that the trip included a stop in Delaware to pick up Vice President-elect Joe Biden and to stop in Baltimore for a speech in which he pleaded, "Let us seek together a better life in our time." But now he can't remember what time that was, what year it was either. And then, as you just heard, you know, he gets a bit confused about these people who are talking to him about, let's see, what country was that? Was that Iraq, Iran? Was it Ukraine? I'm not really sure. Anybody got a map? Well, no, that won't help to get the map. And then he gets, again, into a tense confrontation, a physical confrontation with an Iowa voter. A guy in Iowa asks him to stop supporting the building of new pipelines. And Joe Biden tells him, just go vote for somebody else then. you got that clip? Can we play that clip?
I got a question I want you to answer. We all know Trump has been messing around with Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid for them to come up, saying he's going to investigate you. We don't want to know about that. And he's no back what we've been doing after that. But you, on the other hand...
Joe's not happy. Joe's looking down at the ground.
That's your son over there.
Walking away.
He did a job and worked for a gas company. He had no experience in class or nothing. In order to get access to the public and for the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he is.
So you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and no, let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time.
It's really pretty sad. Yeah, you got to know when to walk away. And when to run, and I think this is not a time for him to run. You can't count your money at the table, Joe. So you need to just, you know, count your money that you got with Hunter Biden and Ukraine and China and these other places. You know, just walk away and count your money. And this latest exchange, he says, you're asking for a picture of me coming in to tell you you don't support me, my plan, said Biden. That doesn't even make any sense. Well, the guy says, and goes on, in the general, I'm running for a primary, a caucus. That's what I'm running for, okay, he says, pointing to the man's chest. Biden then assumed the man was a Sanders supporter, to which the man replied, I'm actually supporting Tom Steyer. It's just like a full constellation of Arkham Asylum. So many crazy people to choose from in the Democrat Party. As a matter of fact, you know, I showed this clip, get the clip of Bloomberg's dog, you know, Bloomberg, shaking the dog's mouth. I mean, that has to go down in history as one of the most awkward and insane exchanges I've ever seen a political candidate do. The dog walks up to me, grabs the dog, it's like by the bottom jaw and shaking his head and everything. Maybe he thinks that the dog is a Democrat voter, right? You know, I mean, that's possible. They probably got him registered. He's probably a part of the census, and he's a registered dog voter. So, you know, he got to shake his hand. I don't know what Bloomberg is going to do you know, when he gets out of his ivory tower, obviously he's never had any contact with dogs. Do you think he's ever had any contact with a baby? What's he going to do when he sees a baby for the first time? You know, how is he going to, he probably won't kiss the baby just like he didn't pet the dog. I don't know what he's going to do with the baby, as I tweeted out yesterday. I don't know what he's going to do with the other candidates on the stage. I mean, this guy has, you know, been living in isolation surrounded by bodyguards. You talk about Zuckerberg being a robot, Bloomberg, and now Bloomberg has come out and said that transgender rights should include federally funded sex surgery. The federal government will fund your sex surgery. All you transgender, he's going for the big voting block, the transgender block. There's so many of them out there. Except the problem is that when you give them special rights, you do it at the expense of other people, because what the Democrats do is they have this thing that Barack Obama was very aware of what it was. He said, you know, you've got negative rights, and that's our concept of negative rights is enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We said, you know, we have rights that come from God, and we have in the Bill of Rights to say, you can't do this. So that's negative to him, because his perspective is always government progressively getting into your life. So that's a prohibition against government. So he calls that negative rights. No, those are God-given rights, not government-granted rights, not government subsidies, not free stuff from the government, or as occasional Cortex calls it, public goods. It's public goods because the government stole it from the people who owned it privately, and then they hand it out. And so, you know, Barack Obama would say, no, we're talking about positive rights. You have a right to health care. You have a right to housing. You have a right to food, right to education, stuff that they will give you at the expense of taxpayers, or stuff that they will force people to work to give you, you know, whether it's enslaving people to provide the food, or enslaving taxpayers is the way they typically do it. And so that's what he's talking about. That's what all the Democrats are talking about. All of them are coming in with trying to one-up each other with absurd proposals. And not only is he going to federally fund sex surgery, but he's now going to give them housing based on their gender identity. So we're going to have tranny neighborhoods or something? What? This is absolutely insane. And you are insane if you vote for this robot, Bloomberg. I tell you what, it's absolutely amazing. Or any of these other Democrats. None of them are any different. Every single one of them has mandates and free cash for every detail of your life. Whether you're talking about Elizabeth Warren or Andrew Yang or Bloomberg or Biden, they're all insane. They're all insane. And everything they do is based, that is antithetical to everything that this country has been based on from the very beginning. All right, folks, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com as we're about to go to break. Remember, we have, through My Patriot Supply, they are the ones that we get our private labeled emergency survival foods that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. They have told us that there is a massive run on food. Now is a time to stock up, because if you stock up on this is something that's going to be around to help you plan for 25 years until you eat it. And even after you open it up, you can reseal this stuff. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. And if you don't need it, hopefully you won't need it to stay out of the FEMA camps or whatever these guys plan for you. If this becomes a real pandemic, you're not going to want to go out and stand in line to get your mask like they're doing in China. And you're not going to want to go stand in line to get your food either. You're going to want to stay there and eat what you've got. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana is a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about Bloomberg and his promises to the LGBTQ plus community. I will work to protect every member of the LGBT community from hatred, violence, and discrimination. And I wonder exactly, you know, what he's going to do to protect feminists who speak out against the transgender agenda. You've got a feminist who has to hire big, burly white males to protect her at a university because the trainees want to, they hate her so much that they have threatened violence against her because they don't like her feminist views. You know, you've got a war between the L's and the T's in the LGBT movement. It is a civil war. But he is also supporting what is called the Do No Harm Act. Now, this is not about informed consent for vaccines or any other medical treatment. Now, that should be what you would call it. But no, usually they name these things exactly the opposite of what they are. So if they say do no harm, you know that it's going to be harming somebody. The question is, who is it? Well, some people they think aren't going to vote for them. And of course, that would be the religious people. As they take away our religious freedom when it comes to vaccines, when it comes to education, when they take away our ability to even speak about these issues, that's what the Equality Act does. It would gut, this Do No Harm Act would gut the Religious Freedom Restoration Act's provision that would protect Americans' right to live and act according to their religious convictions, which is, you know, why we have the First Amendment, but they don't respect our free speech either. So why should they respect our free exercise of religion? And of course, the Equality Act will also bar governments and sporting organizations from recognizing the biological difference between men and women and replace it with a psychological difference of gender identity. Remember when they sold gay marriage? They said, well, you know, it's a biological thing. We have a gay gene and you can't change that. And there's no way that it can ever be changed. And now they say, but now we have gender identity. Just a few years ago, they were telling us this. Now you have gender identity. And then saying gender is completely psychological. It's not biological at all. As a matter of fact, Jane Robbins observed in the Witherspoon Institute's public discourse, she said the concept of changing one's biological sex is, of course, nonsense. Sex is determined by unalterable chromosomes. An individual can change his hormone levels, can undergo surgery to better imitate the opposite sex, but a male on the day of his conception will remain a male on the day of his death. But you can have the government with Mike Bloomberg coming in and providing transgender treatment at taxpayer expense up to $10,000 apiece. We've had some transgender individuals who have regretted that and said, you know, I was confused. I was pushed by people to do this, and I had what they call bottom surgery. That's what cost $10,000. Genital surgery that created them no end of pain and complications. So, you know, what you can do is you can add physical abuse to the psychological abuse. And that's exactly what Bloomberg is talking about doing and ending all of our religious freedom. Also going a little bit further and talking about how he's going to extend mandatory health insurance, unconstitutional mandatory health insurance that they call Obamacare or affordable care. And they will go in and take away the exemptions that the Supreme Court has put in or other people put in. I mean, it's not even any basis anymore for Obamacare since they removed the tax penalty. But, you know, we had the trials and they said you can't force people to providers, employers to provide abortion if they feel that that violates their religious freedom. Well, he says, no, we are going to do that and we're going to go further. We're going to make you pay as part of this insurance plan that we're going to mandate. We're going to make you pay for bottom surgery and other things. And just a quick update, the Texas mom who wanted to transition her 7-year-old son here, you know, James Younger, she's now lost again. And that's a good thing. That's the kind of abuse we're talking about. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, it's not just a civil war in the LGBT movement with the L's versus the T's, but of course there is a budding civil war within the DNC as well. The DNC chair has named John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and other Clinton loyalists to the convention committee. And this is why you look at these people that Project Veritas, the Bernie Sanders staffers who say they want a civil war, they're going to burn down the city if they don't get Bernie. And if they do get Bernie, they're going to burn down America one way or the other. Do it gradually or do it quickly, depending on how the election turns out. These are the same people who released the information about Hillary Clinton that was the beginning of the red herring about Russia did it, Russia did it. Don't look at that stuff that the Bernie supporters released about me. Russia did this. Aren't you upset the Russians did this to me? You know, she had rigged the election, bought the DNC, and she still owns them. As you can see, all these Clinton loyalists in the convention committee, as she says, she still has an urge to run. And she's been trash-talking Bernie on and on and now has her people there in charge. So it'll be interesting. This is going to be an interesting election cycle for the Democrats. A lot of deja vu on this. Again, Hillary Clinton, the woman who won the nomination by purchasing the delegates. Even though Bernie was doing as well or better than she was in most of the races, she would always get virtually all of the delegates because of the superdelegate rules. And then she has the audacity to complain about the Electoral College, claiming, and I don't even believe her claim, that she won the popular vote. I know she got more numbers turned in out of the corrupt Democrat-controlled urban areas, but I'm not buying it. To protect the movement, Greta wants to trademark her name. And set up a foundation, of course. How about that? I'm just surprised that her handlers, that her founders, that her producers didn't do that at the very beginning. You know, when you're going to produce a play or a movie or a documentary, as they did in her case. Remember, we talked about this, how, you know, they were started the documentary about Greta that is about to be released. They started that at the very beginning before anybody knew who she was. They revealed that cameras were rolling from the very first day of her rise. And now she's 17 years old. Last year she was Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And we saw just earlier this month how a momentary glitch on Facebook exposed that she wasn't running her Facebook page, but is being run by her dad. And a climate activist with the UN out of India, Adarsh Prathap. Prathap, I guess is how you pronounce his name. I don't know. Anyway, they were the ones who were putting the content in, not Greta. So she's, you know, the face of this movement from the very beginning. And you would think that they would copyright her name if they're worried about that, right? Except they didn't want to be that obvious. But now that it's obvious that she is a movement and that she is a AstroTurf, it's an AstroTurf movement, if you will, they want to trademark her name. In addition to applying for a trademark for her own name, she is seeking to protect the, quote, Fridays for Future, and the Swedish name of her climate strike movement in order to put a stop to advertising and fundraising by unrelated third parties. They want all that money for themselves. Fridays for Future is a global movement founded by me. How dare you? How dare you? No, she didn't say that as part of that press release, but you can imagine. A foundation recently registered by her parents, though not quite up and running yet, reports RT, is working on this. They said it is just something that is needed for the handling of money. They got so much money, they got to have a foundation for this. It's something that is needed for the handling of money, of book royalties, of donations, of prize money, because she's going to be getting the Nobel Peace Prize, I'm sure, any day now. And we're going to do it in a completely transparent way. And yes, it has now become completely transparent what this is all about. I wonder when they say, I don't know if she's trademarking Greta Thunberg or just Greta. Are we not even going to be able to say Greta? Oh, will you be able to name your child Greta? Or will you get hit with a copyright claim from the Thunbergs? I don't laugh. You know, I think it's Warner Brothers owns the copyright for Happy Birthday. They will make you take it down sometimes, you know, if you're singing Happy Birthday and you put it up on YouTube. And then there's another case of who's who. We have Doctor Who, which is now fading into obscurity. They have introduced a black female Doctor Who, and it's making history. And again, RT points out, male fantasy character Doctor Who has come in all shapes and sizes since they started in 1963, but for the 13th Doctor, they went female. Yes, that's right. Doctor Who transitioned in December 2017. This week's episode introduced a black tour guide in the English city, Gloucester, and surprisingly announced that she is also the Doctor. And this is important because, you know, this is essentially a children's story, a TV show. And it's important because, you know, we tell the kids you can be whatever you want to be. And now that explicitly we're telling them, you can be whatever sex you want to be. You can be whatever ethnic group you want to be. I used to say, take a look at O'Rourke. You know, he identifies as Hispanic, and we all pretend that he is. He's a trans Hispanic, and he's now history. Anyway, so is Doctor Who. As RT says, the fans were not impressed when they came up with a female Doctor Who. They have accused the BBC, now that they've added a female woman of color, they've accused them of running through a diversity checklist. As one individual, David Nance, tweeted out, nobody cares. Nobody is watching. They've ruined the franchise in pursuit of wokeness. Yes, that's the meme, right? Get woke, go broke. The ratings have fallen by almost half since they came up with a female Dr. Who. And the critics have criticized it for politicized stories. It's obvious the BBC are going to cancel Doctor Who, said another. This series is so boring, their only solution is to triple down on woke. Entertainment journalist Sarah Robertson said the reality is that this new series with a female lead has brought in the worst ratings ever for the series. Having a new black version of the previous Doctor isn't just confusing, but it's prime woke millennial mindset that people are now just bored with. It's not only stupid, but it's now boring. But speaking of boring, stupid people, we've got Stephen King. After he comes out and gets upset about, the talk about why don't we have more diversity checklists when we do the Oscars. And he says, no, in art, we ought to be doing this on merit, right? He tweeted out, I would never consider diversity in the matters of art, only quality. It seems to me that to do otherwise would be wrong. And boy, did they come after him. And so now he's doing everything that he can to kowtow to the political correctness mob. He's doing everything but wearing a cone of shame that he'd get from a veterinarian. Remember that? I guess they don't have a cone of shame that is big enough to fit around Stephen King's ego. In an op-ed for the Washington Post, he pled to people trying to virtue signal them. He says, I understand the Oscars are rigged in favor of white folks. White folks. Notice he says folks. Trying to connect with people of color using that term, folks. Just like Obama would always do when he wanted people to identify with his black half. He says, that would be the case in a perfect world, one where the game isn't rigged in favor of white folks. That's right. But now he understands that it is rigged, and he wants you to love him again. He is now living through his worst horror scenario, being rejected by the Hollywood establishment. I just can't stand that. Got to have that access. Got to have those millions. They loved him when he was trolling President Trump, but now, if he tells them, hey, I want a meritocracy in the kind of work that I do, I think we ought to be judged on our merit. No, you can't have that. Can't have that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more government regulation and what are they doing in Virginia. You will not believe it. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Gerald Celente joining us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, we'll also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have an interesting application of the new bail law in New York. You've got 6 drug dealers that are accused of running a $7 million fentanyl ring. And of course, fentanyl is synthetic opioids. And we've seen how the CEOs of these big pharmaceutical companies, I reported on it last week, how they're given essentially a slap on the wrist. You know, 5.5 years is the worst that anybody got. And that was the CEO of INSYS. The people further down, even though the government had evidence of how they were bribing doctors, how they were enticing their sales reps to think of themselves as drug dealers, even hiring sales reps who had been former strippers because they were very effective at incentivizing the sale of their opioids. And then, you know, bribing doctors with big speaking fees, making $150,000 a year if they prescribed a lot of these opioids. But these people, they don't have the same rules applied to them as, say, El Chapo. You know, they negotiate with them as to what they pay in terms of fines. You know, they're not going to go to prison under the mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines, which I don't support. I'm just pointing out how the big corporations who are drug pushers, in the case of the opioid epidemic, no question about it. They got caught red-handed with it, but they don't get the penalties that we apply to the drug lords or even to the small-time drug users. I contrasted last week, and you can see the video that I have up about that. You can go to band.video, click on my picture, or you can go to libertarian.com. You'll find the videos listed there. And I contrasted what these drug pushers, the big pharmaceutical companies pushing opioids, what they got compared to what somebody who is a nonviolent marijuana user gets in terms of mandatory minimums, or even somebody who's nonviolent selling it. And so when we look at this, here's a $7 million fentanyl ring. And, you know, as prohibition goes along, you wind up with more and more dangerous versions of whatever it is that you want to prohibit. Just like they did with alcohol, just like we've seen with the drug war, and we will see it when they do gun prohibition. But fentanyl is a good example of this because they created a very intense synthetic opioid. Very, very dangerous. They had agents seize 750,000 glassine, I think is the word. I've never seen this before. Envelopes of suspected heroin and fentanyl in a Bronx apartment. They said the 6 accused drug dealers were operating from the heroin and fentanyl packaging mill. They estimated that they had about $7 million worth of the stuff, but just a day after being arrested, they were released without bail as part of New York's new reform law that allows suspected criminals deemed to be nonviolent to be freed from jail. You know, kind of like the CEOs of Big Pharma. So now we have equalized this, right? And I guess they can negotiate with these drug dealers as to what kind of a fine they should pay, just like they do with the big drug dealers. They didn't go for the INSA CEO. They didn't take his mansion. They didn't take his supercars. They didn't take his private jets. They didn't seize his bank account. They negotiated with him as to the fine that they should pay. Anyway, now the six accused drug dealers are expected to show up for their court date February the 7th. If they do, so they incentivize, they release you without bail, and then they give you free prizes if you show up. I'm serious about this. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's office will provide them, if they show up, with gifts like tickets to a Mets game, movie passes, or gift cards to go shopping. This is what they're doing in lieu of bail. The list of crimes an individual can commit in New York without having to spend any time in jail before trial include second-degree manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault, or aggravated vehicular homicide, or making terroristic threats, or promoting obscene sexual performance by a child, possessing an obscene sexual performance by a child, or promoting a sexual performance by a child. In other words, pedophiles. That's okay. Pedophiles, we're going to release you and on your own recognizance. And if you come back, we'll give you some free tickets and special goodies. How about that? Is that okay? Somebody who fails to register as a sex offender. Or again, you know, we talk about aggravated vehicular assault or homicide, and these people just let go. See, the problem is, and here's the deal. I don't support what prohibition has done to our constitution, our legal systems, our police, and so forth. But this is a very bad idea. And I've always opposed this quote-unquote bail reform thing because it's like the flip side of the mandatory minimum laws. You know, mandatory minimum, they didn't care what the circumstances were, and they didn't want a judge or a jury to have any discretion about this stuff. They just had an algorithm. You know, if it weighs this much, you're going to get this many years, that type of thing. I don't like criminal law by algorithm. And so I don't like mandatory minimums, and I don't like New York's bail reform law either, because it's just a flip side of it. You know, the mandatory minimum locks people up in jail by algorithm. This lets people go by algorithm, even though they're letting go people who are violent, who are making terrorist threats, people who are sex offenders, pedophiles. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And the same New York State is now charging people a fee to look at stars in the sky. This is reported by Gateway Pundit, and they point out that the fees are as high as $60 to go to various parks and to gaze at the stars. They also make you buy a permit if you want to dive into the water. It is the regional diving permit, and it costs $80 if you're in-state, $125 for people who don't live in-state. And I guess if you're an illegal alien or dreamer, you get to dive for free. And if you're arrested, they will find the police and make them watch videos about, we just had the guy who was a drunk driver arrested in California. The police department that notified the immigration control about that, they're all having to watch. They're going into remedial training where they got to watch videos. And the guy who was locked up for less than 20 hours is getting $20,000. He's making more than $1,000 an hour, this illegal alien who is drunk driving. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I wonder if the space aliens have to pay for stargazing. I know the illegal aliens will get it for free, but I wonder if they have to pay for it. This is the insanity of the quote-unquote legal system that we have. And, of course, you're not really going to be able to see anything anyway much longer because Elon Musk by himself is getting subsidies and monopolies granted to him by the federal government to put up 20,000 satellites. And, you know, you're going to have so he can blanket the Earth with 5G radiation, and then, you know, carry the money off in his pocket. I don't know really what you're going to be able to see. We have Democrats now pressuring Google to censor anybody who is a climate skeptic on YouTube. This is a Democrat totalitarian, Kathy Castor out of Florida. And they have the letter here, Steve Malloy picked up the letter. I've talked to Steve many times, Junk Science, demanding Google censor climate skeptics on YouTube. And this is exactly what we have seen done with vaccine information. As a matter of fact, I pointed out, middle of this month, you had Adam Schiff sued by doctors because Adam Schiff demanded that Google and Facebook censor anyone who talks about adverse side effects of vaccines. Mercola pointed out yesterday, Big Pharma is funding the censorship. Yeah, we know that. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved, but just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Always a pleasure to talk to Gerald. He has trendsresearch.com. You can go there and find Trends Journal. You can get a sample copy of it. I love to read Trends Journal. Gerald is always out front in terms of what is coming down the pike. And, of course, you can also follow him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And I wanted to get Gerald's take on what's going on with the coronavirus. What kind of a trend do you see in this, Gerald? Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. And goodbye, Rosie, queen of corona. Maybe that coronavirus.
You know, right. Paul Simon,
I mean,
all the
world is freaking out over this. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but let's look at the numbers. What, about 160 people dead in China?
Yeah.
What's their population? 1.6 billion?
Exactly, yeah. I ran through the numbers the first time and said, just look at the population of Wuhan by itself. Of course, now they have spread out the ring of quarantine around that much more. But, yeah pretty small number.
And so they're comparing it to the SARS breakout about 2002, 2003. And you know how many people died from the SARS virus?
Well, they tell us between 600 and 800. I don't know if they're telling us the truth. But even that number is pretty small, isn't it?
Yeah, and a population, world population of how many? At that time, about 6.8 billion.
Yeah. I wonder how many people got run over by a rickshaw out of the during that amount of time. I mean, it's, you know.
And the numbers I looked up, they have in the United States, the flu we get each year. What is it, about 61,000 die?
That's what they tell us. And I've questioned that number in the past. But I said that earlier. I think we're on the same page with this, Gerald. I said, look at the numbers that they give us. And I've questioned whether they're inflating that or not. But even if you take that as gospel truth from the CDC, why are we getting upset when they tell us 80,000 people are going to die from the flu virus when we've had 160 people or what, 130, 160, whatever it is in China right now? You're exactly. I agree with you. Absolutely.
And the other thing is, on the economic front, this is really going to hurt China. Mm-hmm. This is their Lunar New Year. This is a time to celebrate, to party, you know, spend money and travel. And it hasn't, it's blocked. It's hurting the airlines. You know, they're stopping British Airways stopped flights going in. A number of American flights have stopped going in. Lufthansa, Swiss Air. So this is really taking an economic hit. And then you're looking at oil prices. Oil's now under $58 a barrel, is around $58 a barrel for Brent crude. Saudi Arabia needs oil at $100 a barrel for their economy to break even. Now you have oil selling so cheaply, and this is really going to hurt all these oil producing countries as well. And then you look at the bigger picture here, as I said, and that's the Chinese economy. That's really going to be taking a hit here, and it's going to affect a number of other economies. So the point I'm making is that they talk about somebody like myself being a gloom and doomer when I talk about, you know, these equity markets are totally fabricated. They're pumped up with monetary methadone. You know the numbers, right? The Federal Reserve pumped in $6 trillion into the repo markets since September. You're a gloom and doomer, Celente, but 130, 160 people die in a population, a world population of 7.7 billion, and that's big news.
Exactly. I was talking about that as well, you know, what they're doing. I said, look at this. They just dumped in a day. They dumped $100 billion. Then another day, they dump in $500 billion. I said, you know, look at $100 billion. That's the gross national product of Puerto Rico. Nobody's talking about this. $500 billion. That's the gross national product of Switzerland, the 20th largest economy in the world. And everybody's just looking the other way. And you point out at $6 trillion. Over the last, 2 months or so? They started this, December?
September 17th to now. Yeah. So it's about a week ago, $6 trillion.
Yeah.
And then they're also, but we're a gloom and doomer if we say that.
Yeah.
Again, and then we forgot we may get censored for saying this too. They're buying up $60 billion worth of bonds again, the Federal Reserve. So we can't call it quantitative easing because they said it's not quantitative easing. So we have to make up a new name for it. So if we call it quantitative easing, we may get censored for it because they can't come up with a new lie yet to call it something else.
So what is this repo market thing? I know it doesn't, I didn't really get into it because it doesn't really matter. They're dumping this money into somebody's lap about something, and it's an astronomical amount of money that's being dumped in the financial markets. They always keep coming up with these different scams. You know, it's like the securitized mortgages and all this other kind of stuff, you know, bundling that stuff together. I mean, they have these esoteric things like the repo market, and this is not about taking people's cars, is it, Gerald?
It's about
we're low-jacking the whole U.S. economy, aren't we?
Yeah. What it's about is giving the money junkies money so they could gamble the next day. They call it the trading houses, you know. And by the way, these people are addicts. They're junkies. They cannot get enough.
Aren't these the people that Jesus beat with a whip?
Yeah. And remember, Jesus got violent, right?
That's right. The only time he got violent was with the repo market.
So don't get angry. You're not allowed to get angry. You got to keep swallowing this crap. So going back to now the coronavirus, look what it's doing to the equity markets. So that is significant because they're already way overvalued. And the whole thing's a Ponzi scheme. So something like this black swan event could really bring things down pretty hard if this keeps going down. And the media is building. You know what they're doing, David? It just occurred to me this second. Hurricane Brenda is off the coast of the Bahamas.
Exactly.
And it's going to be. And then they got these little clowns with the wind blowing and the whoo and the waves coming up on the water. They're doing the same thing.
We've seen that movie before, haven't we? I used to live in Florida. But, you know, the thing that concerns me about all this, Gerald, that I pointed out before, is that every year, for 20-some-odd years at least, they've been running bio-warfare games. And they have all these government officials that are with the military, with the health agencies and so forth, intelligence services, CIA is part of it. And they run through these scenarios, and they tell them, okay, look, it starts here, and now it's bigger and bigger, and they have their own little news broadcasts and everything. And they say, look, it got out of hand because you guys weren't authoritarian enough, quickly enough. And then the second thing they tell them is, and you've got to be able to authorize these untested vaccines right away for use against the population. That's the thing that concerns me. It's a rehearsed drill that they keep drilling into these officials on an annual basis.
Oh, yeah, and you're already hearing it now. They're going to come out with a new vaccine for coronavirus, and then they'll probably force every kid to get one as soon as it comes out of the mother's womb.
Yeah, yeah. That BBC was just bragging about the fact that there's a company in California said, within 3 hours, we had a vaccine for this because China gave us a DNA code. So within 3 hours, we had a vaccine that worked off of the DNA code. It's just the problem is we got the testing thing. That's in the way. We got to get rid of that testing thing.
Yeah, I don't think we should have any at all.
No.
Really, I mean, they make up the stuff anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
no truth in anything that they put out. I mean, what does anybody believe? But people do believe. They believe in all countries. They believe their governments to great extents. But that's another thing, by the way, what's going on with all the protests around the world. I've been in this. This is my 40th year of doing this, and I've never seen a new world disorder like the one going on now. Whether it's in France, whether it's in Lebanon, I've never seen this before. You know, as my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it big time. So again, when you put this coronavirus on it, if they keep exploding it, it may explode the equity markets.
And they can make that, exactly. They can do fear mongering to the extent that they make it real. And we have seen that with how many different false flag events and Iraq war and all that kind of stuff. They can fear monger and they can stampede the herd. And that's the real danger. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo. Because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, and of course you can find him at trendsresearch.com. You can find Trends Journal there. Get a sample of Trends Journal. If you see Trends Journal, you'll understand why Gerald is always out front on the trends. Always interesting reading. Very informative. Also, you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. We're going to talk a little bit about Brexit and other issues here with Gerald in this last segment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because folks, that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And as I was talking earlier, you know, you've got Mercola saying, look at this. You've got big pharmaceutical companies funding this organization that is setting out NewsGuard that says, don't trust this news organization. And then you got Adam Schiff saying, I want you, Google, and Facebook to deplatform and demonetize anybody that talks about vaccines. And now you've got a Democrat congresswoman out of Florida telling them the same thing about climate change. Anybody says anything about climate change, they question the science on climate change, you got to demonetize them, deplatform them, and put out our story. And that's what this is really about. They want to control everything that you see and hear. And folks, you've been very good to stand with us as we have been, as they have done that to us. That's not a theory. That's not a proposal. They already did it. They already did it to us, but you've stood with us and we really do appreciate that. And if you want to, prepare yourself for any kind of a health issue that comes along, I mean, it's, Gerald and I were just talking about the coronavirus. I think it's, just another flu thing. I may be wrong, but whatever it is, you want to make sure that you have as strong an immune system as you can possibly have. And one of the best things that you can do is to prepare with vitamin D. We have Winter Sun Plus, our vitamin D supplement. That's now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the best things that you can do, but we got a lot of supplements. Things like various combinations of silver, both nano silver and colloidal silver. Those are great against both bacteria and virus, but you just want to make sure that you build up your immune system and you want to protect yourself from the kind of panics that can be manufactured by governments, whether there is a reason for it or not. You look at these draconian measures and quarantine measures that are being taken by the Chinese government. Even the World Health Organization has officials there saying this may create a problem. This doing this kind of quarantine. You may create food shortages. You may create medicine shortages. You may actually facilitate the spread of the disease. So make sure that you don't get roped into this type of situation. If you get storable food that we have, and again, it's made by My Patriot Supply. They've said there's been such a run on this that they are not sure how much longer this is going to last. People need to order now if you want to get the storable food within the next 7 to 10 days and not be at the mercy of a draconian quarantine order from our government. And again, if nothing happens, great. You still are prepared for another 25 years because it is storable for 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. It's got the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. That's InfoWars Storable Food. You'll find it under Emergency Store Survival Foods at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Gerald, we played earlier in the program Nigel Farage, who was having a lot of fun trolling the EU officials. He told him off as only Nigel Farage can do. And at the end, he waved a British flag, and nothing sets them off like somebody waving a national flag there in the European Union. They should be collapsing right now. Why isn't their economy collapsing? We were told it was going to collapse if they did Brexit.
Yeah. Well, actually, the whole global economy is slowing down, and yeah, it's not been great in the UK either. But no, the Brexit thing, they made it happen, and they couldn't fight it. And it's a great example of how about listening to what the people want for a change? They had a referendum.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe we should have. We should have direct democracy. I mean, how can anybody look up to a Lindsey Graham, a Mitch McConnell, a Nancy Pelosi, or a Chucky Schumer? I mean, one after another, or a Schiff, like you know, we can't say the real word of who he is. Yeah, but you know, it's disgusting that we have these low life individuals telling us what to do with our lives.
And well, you know, one of the things Gerald that Nigel pointed out, he said, you know, made them do Brexit twice. Essentially, he said, you did that to other countries when they said they didn't want to get into the European Union. You kept going at it until you got the answer that you wanted. But of course, even with multiple elections, they didn't get the answer they wanted from the British people, and they're now saying that their solution is to make sure that they take away more freedom from the nations that are still in the European Union, take away any traces of national sovereignty or democracy, so this doesn't happen again in the future.
Well, it already is fading in other places where it was going very strong, like in Italy. You know, the five-star movement was going to pull out, and Lega, but they backed, well, Lega still wants through the league, but the five-star movement's backed off. But I think with Brexit now happening, and when the global economy continues to slow down dramatically, there's going to be more and more people wanting to pull out of the European Union. And I think this is the beginning of the end in a lot of ways of the European Union, because the UK played a very important role between, for example, France and Germany. They were kind of like the moderating force in a lot of places. So now you're going to see a lot more antagonism starting to develop among the EU. And, you know, we know that George Soros keeps giving all this money out there to stop, quote, nationalistic movements. Could you imagine that? The British want to be British. How dare they? How dare any country doesn't want to become just another country on the global plantation? You know, we could all be workers on Slavelandia. But so what I'm saying is this is a very important lesson for we the people, because it's up to the people to shape the future. And the UK, they showed that they can do it.
Yeah, he told him, he said, you may not like populism, but I got news for you. Populism is very popular.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that is going to be a sea change. Talk to us about what's happening here, though, in terms of Powell and others. He just had a meeting
yesterday we heard from him. By the way, about the InfoWars products and the food products, you know, one of my sayings is prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you didn't lose anything.
That's right. That's right. Especially
if you didn't prepare for the worst and the worst happens, you could lose everything.
Yeah.
And so the people that are watching InfoWars and these great products that you have. And again, I'm with you. I don't know how bad this coronavirus is. You know, it may turn out to be something terrible because of, you know, think about it. They have a swine flu epidemic going on over there. The way they raise animals these days and all the crap that they pump into our food, you know, who knows what this virus may go into. But what I'm, you know, the only point that I was making, it's nothing now and they're making a big deal out of it. But people need, I do the same thing that you're recommending, is I take things every day to keep healthy, you know, just, you know, as a precaution to what could hit me. So I'm just saying that people should really consider storing up, because the worst is going to come. Mm-hmm. This is going to, the economies are going to crash around the world. The Great Depression is coming in, I believe, 2021, minus a wild card. It could happen quicker. So going back to Powell, he basically said yesterday, they're not going to raise interest rates. And the reality is, if the economy slow down more, they're going to cut interest rates. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're going to see zero interest rates by this time next year.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, just as we were saying before, you look at the massive amount of money that they pumped into the repo market. They can find any kind of an excuse and not call it quantitative easing or not call it negative interest. Or what they can play all kinds of games to continue to try to artificially resuscitate the economy, can't they?
They are, and they're doing it, and they're doing it around the world. Mm-hmm. And again, while you have countries like China and India. They have stagflation. So that means that the economies are flat, but inflation's going up very high. When I was a kid in the 70s, a kid.
That's right.
A young adult.
We remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And so the same kind of thing. So here's the point of that. India's already has, you know, like seven consecutive downs of quarters of economic growth. They have all these protests going on with the civilization law and the strikes going on. And now inflation's skyrocketing. So how do they lower interest rates when inflation is going up? They got to raise interest rates to stop the inflation from soaring. And that makes a bad situation much worse. Mm-hmm. So what this coronavirus has done, it's thrown really a very negative hit on the global equity markets. And it can be a wild card. But there's going to be another one if this one isn't it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sooner or later, we're going to have that Wile E. Coyote moment, you know, to all see in the Looney Tunes commercials. We've been running on thin air for a long time, and then you look and you see there's nothing below you. That's really what's going to happen to the pumped-up economy. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. Again, trendsresearch.com. Thank you, Gerald. That's it for our broadcast today.